get to New Jersey, have a big, relaxing brunch, and then we usually have a little bit of time left, and in any kind of halfway decent weather, we have one or two little parks. We walk around for half an hour, then it's time to go over to my cousin's house.
Okay, that sounds good. Sounds like fun. All right, so at least it takes some of the stress off. Yeah, and of course, I know you didn't do anything to the bridge. But then again, you work on bridges, so maybe you did.
Actually, I was supposed to work on the George Washington Bridge. I mean, I nominally had this job from January through around June. And things kept getting put off. I'd come in for a day, then things would get put off. A month later, I'd come in for a day, then things would get put off. I finally couldn't take it anymore without having ever actually done anything on the bridge. I basically left the job after having worked 6 days in 6 months.
Oh, all right, WACCDO. Okay. Sounds good. So at least, I guess you're working today because you're on the air, right? You're going in?
Yes, I am working today. I'm probably not working tomorrow, to be determined.
Yeah, no, tomorrow I gotta go into work. My, yeah, interestingly enough, with this crazy storm, it caused a lot of delays, as you probably know on the news at the airport. So she, my lady friend was down in Florida. She had a 7 out of Orlando. She had a 7, a 5:30 flight. I'm just looking back here. 5:30 flight, and then it was delayed, and then it was pushed up to 11. That's 5:30 p.m. in the evening. Wait, I'm just looking at something here. Oh, yeah, then it was pushed up to 11:30 because of the winds and everything else here, the delays. Then she texted me last night, and we were texting all night last night when she was at the airport. So then it was pushed up to 11:30. Then it was pushed up to, from there, flight delayed now until around 11:30. Then it was pushed up to 1:30. Then it was pushed up to 2:30. Anyway, she finally texted me when she landed at Kennedy. She didn't get in till, because 1:30 was pushed up. She didn't get in until about 5 o'clock in the morning. So she spent hours at the airport just waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. So finally, when she texts me, she says, "I'm exhausted from all this waiting." So I guess that's what the storm does. It backs up planes.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Happens all the time when you have lousy weather. Now, was she just communicating with you, or were you hands-on involved, like picking her up at the airport or anything?
That's a good question. I offered to pick her up at the airport when she came in. So, she already made arrangements to have somebody pick her up. So, I gotta look at the timer. I did text her to say, to ask her if she wanted to be picked up. This was at 4:29 in the morning. 4:29. I said, if you wanted to pick you up, this is when she landed. And she said, no, she already has somebody taking her home. So, yeah, because it wouldn't be such a big deal to go out there and pick somebody up, you know, anybody. But no, but she got in. So, Yeah, she went down to what, her son works at Disneyland, and so she went down to visit her son, stay with him, and she was with her daughter. Her and her daughter went down to Florida. Now she's leaving again Friday. She's going to Seattle for a family affair for the weekend, next weekend. So she'll be leaving Friday. But at least she made it back. I couldn't imagine being stuck at an airport for hours and hours. But like you say, a lot of people do.
If you travel a lot, it will happen to you. It's happened to me. Well, the latest I ever got in was like 2:30 a.m. My Uncle Dave used to travel a lot. And he told me once how his 7 a.m. flight ended up landing at 2 a.m. Having sat through most of the snowstorm. So yeah, it's far more common than you may realize. I remember once, I could go down the list of times I spent hours and hours and hours in airports.
Yeah, of course. Well, if you travel a lot, yes. Yeah, definitely. All right. And by the way, the news showed there was a plane that went down. I forget where. I saw it last night. Not a local plane. I think it was one of those private planes that went down somewhere. I forget where. Anyway. Yeah, so they said yesterday, unfortunately, it's the busiest travel day of the year because it's Thanksgiving. Everybody's coming back. But the weather, the weather across the United States is playing havoc with this. Many airports were had delays. They said that she flew on JetBlue. They said that on the news, they said that JetBlue was honoring cancellations by refunding the travel payments or advancing them to another flight, something like that.
Yeah, well, the airlines do play some games. If a flight gets canceled and another airline can take somebody, the airlines will play musical passengers because better to give the money to another airline than have the passengers swearing he's never flying your airline again. Whereas this way, they may lose one fare, but with a frequent flyer, it builds loyalty saying, they came through for me even if it had to mean sending me over to a competitor. But when things fall apart like they did yesterday, where every flight has been booked for 2 months, they can't do too much of that.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, they play these little tricks and they swap things. You get on one plane, you get on another, then you get on another. As long as you don't get stuck on a plane that's just waiting, there's been horror stories of planes waiting on the tarmac for hours and hours and hours due to some issue, and the passengers don't leave the plane; they just stay there, and they stay there for hours. I've heard those stories before. All right, but. But most of the time, things get backed up, like anything else. All right, so where are you now? You almost at your stop?
Getting pretty close. First of all, two items. That plane crash, that was like a 12-seater. A seater aircraft has a lot more in common with a full-size airliner than most people realize. It has the same, you know, equipment pretty much. It's just smaller, but it pretty much has the same stuff. So I'm not sure what happened there. I once was in one of those situations at the height of 7 or 8 years ago. I was on a plane taxiing out to take off when the plane stopped. The mill stopped. The pilot came on and said, listen, there's been some issues and we're going to have to wait for a while. And he said, I know what's going on, but let me tell you the story. If you want to go back to the terminal, we will go back to the terminal. But two items. One, if we go back to the terminal, we lose our place in line. And two, I can't promise anything, but I have a pretty strong gut feeling we'll only be here half an hour. So what do you say we give it a try? But if you got a problem with that, we'll go back to the terminal. We're not getting in the news for keeping you here for hours. Andy?
I would think, yeah, that most people would say, let's go back to the terminal. Why would they want to be stuck on a plane for hours, even though it's risky? Because, you're taking the risk of losing your spot, like you said. So you're going to be delayed even more. But, it depends. Yeah, it happens all the time. By the way, did you know that I used to work for the Port Authority one time?
I vaguely knew that, but let me finish that thing. I forgot to tell you the ending. So we sat there for about half an hour. Then he gets on the intercom and says, aha, I was right. Find your seats. We're getting out of here. And he says, gee, I told you I had a feeling. Now, why'd you bring up the Port Authority?
No, because I was just thinking about the tarmac and the... I took a couple of courses, you know, because Port Authority obviously handles all three airports locally. So we had to... we handled the radio system for all the apparatus that's being used at the airports. You know, Kennedy, LaGuardia, Newark, all the CCTV cameras, you know, they do a lot of stuff. Port Authority Bus Terminal, of course. So I took a number of courses and even driver training courses on where the Port Authority vehicles, and you've seen them out on the tarmac, they ride the perimeter of the runways. They don't run, of course, they don't go on the runways. But there's restricted areas where you only drive Port Authority vehicles. So I took a couple of courses at all three airports. It's an all day classroom, and they give you a map and they show you the airport layout and where you can go, where you can't go. But they also tell you, what the runway numbers mean, the stripes, the black and yellow stripes, and this stripe and that stripe, and I forget all this stuff, but I took all those courses. I have the book somewhere on it, which will give you the locations where you are allowed to drive a vehicle, as opposed to where you can't drive a vehicle. But so I drove one vehicle because we had a job to do at the airport. And I had to work on one of those off vehicles. You know what the off is? Aircraft rescue and firefighting Those are those big, gigantic trucks that go onto the tarmac and they spray the foam on the planes. They had a, they have a radio on board, and the radio was not working, so we were sent out to fix it. So, that's an amazing vehicle, by the way. If you ever seen that vehicle close up, it is huge.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. I have seen those vehicles. Not up close, though. All right, I'm here. I have to run. You have a good day. WV2EAB.
I'll just tell you, the size of the tire alone is about 20 feet tall. I may be exaggerating a bit, but that's how big it is. I mean, these things are gigantic, of course. All right, you need a ladder to get up into the cab. It's a big climb. See you later. Have a good day, WCDO.
You enjoy WB2EAB.
WB2MSV, in the wings, lurking.
WA2CDO, KC1SAM. Why are you signaling the weeds?
Okay, we got Sam, and we have Maury, in the opposite order. WB2MSV first. So MSV is in the wings. Is that chicken wings? Left wing, right wing? And you got Sam also in the wings. Well, there's an expression, waiting in the wings. You ever hear that expression? Maury, go ahead. How you doing?
I forget who that was that just signed in. I was listening on and off to you guys for the last half hour or so as I was doing my drop-offs and pickups and whatever. And I just had a couple of comments. Ed, my secret for getting over the GW Bridge on a holiday weekend is to take the Port Jefferson Ferry. That's all I can do. And Andy, please, do me a favor. Stay off the ladders, okay? WB2MSB, I'll hand it over to the other.
Yeah, KC1SAM. Up here in Connecticut. We're in the wings, but Andy, you're in the weeds. How come you're in the weeds? You're usually coming pretty strong. How are you doing today? Good morning.
Okay, let me climb down the ladder first. Because Maury says stay off ladders. I don't want to get him alarmed. I don't want to alarm anybody that I'm on the ladder. Okay, I'm down now. I'm on the ground. Okay, good. Did you get a lot of snow up there, Sam? Because we didn't get any yet. We just got rain. And right now it's, I guess it's sort of maybe drizzling, not much. So the temperature's just been warm enough on the South Shore, but they say that it's supposed to get snow later on, and I don't know how much. Upstate, forget about it, they're getting a lot. So I'm wondering how much snow you got up there so far. And Maury, where are you? Hopefully you're not going on to the Port Jefferson ferry right now. Maury, go ahead, give it to Sam, who's in Connecticut.
Very good. Good morning, Sam. I don't know. Did Ed leave us? I thought he was hanging around on his trip. I am in Setauket. I walked last night and got home early this morning, and I got the dog with me. I just stopped at the post office, picked up a couple of items, and I've been working on trying to put some stuff together to build a new Go box. Usually when I go portable, I have everything in Pelican boxes, and I open it up and take everything out and hook everything together. But I've been thinking of going back to what I had previously, which was a Go box, and either using a Gator box or one of those other plastic things. And man, they're expensive. And I don't know why, but nobody's running Cyber Monday deals. I called DX Engineering this morning, and they said, nope, just put on the website. You get free shipping, that's it. And I said, oh, okay. So now I'm still looking around trying to see if I can do this for, under $300 or $400, which is, seems to be where it's at. Sam, this is WB2MSC, by the way. Sam, over to you. And we're just getting a little freezing rain out here in Suffolk County right now, freezing rain. Over to you, Sam.
WB2MSV, KC1SAM. Yeah, you're portable. I could just about hear you on the input. Very, very noisy. Couldn't make it out, but you're there. So it's just portable. Pretty good signal. I'm not sure exactly how far you are from me, but pretty good job getting across the ground there. Yeah, yesterday Andy had, let me see, what's the cover? About 41 miles. All right, that's very good. Had snow, got maybe, I don't know, an inch and a half of snow at my location. And then it turned over to rain. Of course, that was freezing rain, sleet, because we were below freezing the whole day. And then that stopped. I mean, everything was covered with ice, but that stopped and about, I don't know, stopped in the afternoon at some point. And then it didn't go above freezing until 8 o'clock last night. It went up to 34. So all my decks and everything, you know, my only concern with the dogs going down, they won't fall down the stairs and break their neck. But it's 33 now, and not doing anything up here. But we are supposed to get more. I'm not sure. Maybe the wave is coming from the south. But it wasn't bad. Power blinked once yesterday afternoon. No big deal. And that's about it. So we expect a few inches. I think they said 3 inches of snow today. At least freezing rain, you know. I don't have to go anywhere, so whatever it is, it is. So, but your signal's very weak, Andy. Maybe tell me why you're so weak. Anyway, good chat with you. I guess, yeah, I was looking at the weather from down there, and it looked like all rain, so I don't think you guys are getting pounded by much. So, over to you, Andy.
I got a phone call. Be right back. Maury, over to you.
Willie Baker 2, make your sugar baker, and it's mobile. Sam, mobile. I'm not portable, I'm just mobile. Should be putting out 10 watts into the Sheldon machine, which is only about maybe 8 or 9 miles from here. So I think the noise is just the repeater noise. But we have a problem with the Port Jeff repeater. I know you're in Connecticut. I don't know if you ever use the Radio Central repeater located in Port Jefferson. I don't recall the frequency, but for some reason, that thing has been putting out a dead carrier for the last 3 days, just continuously. You would think either it would have timed out or it would have burned out by now, but it's just putting out a dead carrier, and I tried to get a hold of the operators and see what's going on, but no response. So I don't know. Maybe something shorted out up there, I guess. And it's really dark and dreary and freezing rain coming down. And now I woke up this morning and they weren't calling for anything. And then by 8:30, they're telling us we're going to get 2 or 3 inches out here. So if it's 2 inches, we just leave it, forget about it. If it's 3 or 4, then we start taking out the blower and taking it off the driveway. When it gets up to 8 or 10, you know, that's when we start thinking about taking more drastic measures. But we can handle the snow in this direction. Anyway, where are you located, Sam? Where are you? Are you in New Rochelle, or was that somebody else? Go ahead.
Casey, when I say I'm in the Connecticut, little town of Killingworth, which is just above Clinton, from about 5 miles up from the shore, and I would say across from Matatuck, Long Island, so I'm out fairly east from where you are. Yeah, snow here is nothing new. And we get, you know, I used to get 7 inches in on a snowstorm. Not a big deal. I get a very, very long driveway. But everything I run here is four-wheel drive with studded snow, so I can usually pull through most of it. I don't bother plowing it. Actually, one of my neighbors does. He just, when he does his, he does mine. So I can't complain about that. I buy him a gift certificate to dinner now and then. But just a nice guy. But no sidewalks or anything to be concerned with. And I'm literally in the woods, and it snows at night. I put the lights off inside, turn the floods on outside, just watch it come down. So it's kind of cool up here, a little different. But you live, you know, down there. I'm from Long Island originally, so it's different, you know. It's not as much fun. Well, mostly good. I lost you on the input just now. I was listening again. But I just picked you up. I hear Lou sometimes. Lou's in the Port Jeff Station. And I can hear him on the input. So maybe it's up to a good high spot, you know, or you were in the high spot for a little bit. Anyway, yeah, I don't worry too much about the snow. You know, freezing rain, that's the problem. That's the problem. But other than that, take what we get.
that's gone. Yeah, well, the snowblower I got here I've been using for the last 25 years at least. It's a small one. In those days it was big, but now it's small. I don't know, 20 inches wide. My driveway is a little bit long and it's on a hill, but usually if I keep up with it, it's okay. I usually go out after I get about 4 or 5 inches, I go out and do it. And then if it snows through the night, I can usually handle it. But if it gets above 12, 15 inches, it's a little more difficult, especially if it's wet stuff. And if it keeps pushing back and forth with freezing rain and snow, then I just wait for the plow guy to come by. He knows if the driveway is not empty, he should go ahead and plow it. Because I'm traveling a lot. I'm in and out. If I'm not home and I can't do it, I don't want the XYL to have to deal with it. Back into the house briefly. Gotta get ready. Gotta get back out to work tomorrow. And yeah, we're just directly south of Bridgeport. And I used to be out of Madison quite a bit, so familiar with the territory. And I don't know whether if the Connecticut River is near there, but I took my seaplane rating in a place called Goodspeed, which is south of Hartford. And you probably are familiar with it, but that's about as far out on there as I went on the Connecticut side. When I head up to Vermont, I take 91 north, so I just head to West Haven and turn left. Anyway, I'll say 73 for now to catch you back again down the log. I'm going to go inside, maybe I'll listen to 40 or 20 a little bit before I have to get busy. And enjoy the rest of the day. WB2 MSB.
Casey, when I say, I mean, I did talk in the morning. The only word I missed was the town you said south of Texas. Connecticut River comes down an old state road, and I'm maybe 10 miles from there. And then it's probably maybe 8 or 10 miles east of me. So I'm right in that area. And I used to go up to Vermont a lot. I had a place in Stowe for many years. He was actually going to retire up there. I loved it up there. I loved the outdoor activities and stuff. But for all the years, few things changed. Anyway, I'll let you go. You're home. And my dogs love the snow, too. They get out there and play a lot. 73, I'll let you get inside, and I'll catch you another time. Casey, when I say be clear. WB2 MSB, if you want to give anything else, I'll be listening.
All right, roger, 73 for now. WB2 MSB, and we'll be QRT and back on one. Andy, if you're still... I'll either catch you here or on the DMR. 73.
I just got off the phone. Okay, I heard you say that. All right, I'm going to get going because I got to finish this computer stuff up also. I had to turn the volume down so I wasn't listening. And okay on what you said, saying on snow and how much you got. Well, so far we didn't get any snow, so that's a good thing. But it's wet outside, and I see it's wet, so it's probably drizzling. Hopefully the weather will stay, temperature will stay warm enough that it won't snow at all. But they say that the city in Long Island is supposed to get snow later on. But how much? I'm not sure. All right, 73. Talk to you guys later. I got to finish this up because I got to get stuff done for work. See you later, WA2CDL. 73, Maury, Sam. Over to you, Sam.
Yeah, 73, Sam. They'll let you get back to work. I think Maury is gone. And they have people got the radar here on my phone. I don't know. You might get a little snow from what I can see. I think I definitely will. Coming down from the north. Well, actually, from the west. Northwest, whatever. 73, I'll let you get to work. Good chat. Casey, when I see him, I will be clear and personal.
tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
This is N2Z, you see mobile listening.
W2VL repeater.
This is N2Z, you see mobile listening.
W2VL repeater. This is the W2VL repeater.
Z-U-Z.
W-A-2-C-D-L Mobile, listening to you.
W-A-2-C-D-L, KD2-O-G-D, hello, Andy.
Ah, how you doing, Greg? Yeah, you're up biting early. Actually, it's not that early anymore. 11:19. Boy, it goes by fast. So it's raining here, and they did say that it's supposed to change over to some snow. I just said a bad word later on. How much we get, I don't know. Hopefully not much, and hopefully none. I know upstate's going to get hit quite hard, but we'll see.
I welcome. A, so I can do more music updates and other stuff. But still have your...
Yeah, you didn't hold the repeater that time, but I'm not sure if that's 100% because of you. Could you go to a better spot? No, you didn't get in that time. Did not hear you.
Oh, if it's me, or am I having bad luck? I'm near a window now.
Oh, that's a lot better. But I'm not sure if that's 100% on your end either. I'm trying to evaluate what I'm hearing.
Now I'm going higher up in elevation, so I should be getting better.
Yeah, you're fine now, no problem.
Unfortunately, you're wrong. I woke up at 10 a.m. I still have the urge to sleep in, so I got to stop doing that since I want to get back into music. And it is cloudy out here right now. I'm looking through the window, but it's not raining right now. But it is all going to turn the tables soon.
Okay. Yeah, they say snow, but maybe not for us because we're on the South Shore. We'll see. If the winds come from the water, it'll keep us a little bit on the warm side. But the issue is the storm, when it gets on the other side of us, we get the back winds. We get the winds from the northwest as it wraps around the storm, and those are the cold winds, and that's when the snow comes into our area. And that's going to be later on. So once if we're on the warm side of the storm, then we're okay. But as the storm moves away, then we get on the back side and they brings down the cold air, and that's what happens. Then it turns to snow. That's what they're predicting.
West, they're looking at like 12 to 13 inches or something, and up by Connecticut, it's probably like 3 to 6. We're getting like only 3 inches if possible, so definitely not a huge threat to us right now.
Yeah, no, you're in the same spot that you just flew, right? You didn't move yet?
The same spot, but now I'm up on the second floor.
Okay, yeah, no, there's an issue that's going on at the repeater site. I've got to look into that. Something is desensing the signal, and I hear that. That's been going on. So, because once in a while it stops, and then you're nice and clear, and you're fine.
Probably was. It's already tired. That's probably why I'm not visible right now in the basement, so I'm going to have to stick with everything up here for the time being until that gets resolved.
That's all right, you're fine now. So, yeah, once you get, warm weather comes back, put some antennas up and you can have some fun on HF.
Trying, Andy, trying. But I still have to wait a little longer until I get the clearance to do this stuff. I know, everybody wants me on HF. And even, go out of my reach right now.
That's alright, okay. Alright, I'm almost at my stop, one block away. And I heard most of what you said. There's a separate issue, but it's not on your end. So we're going to look into that. Alright, one more traffic light to go and I'll be parking the car.
Oh, and I'll be listening for a little bit. Thanks for coming on, though. Keeping me a little occupied. I'll see you later, Andy. WA2CDL, KD20GB, we're clear.
Okay, by the way, did you hear when I told you Thanksgiving day after Thanksgiving that I finally now know what a Pikachu is? And I had no idea that was related to Pokemon. I guess that game.
You want to know what the best thing is? He can't say any words other than his own name. That's why he's the most famous of all. Everybody likes him, and so do I. And that's the reason why.
Yeah, I was surprised they actually had the Pikachu float balloon, which I guess he must be pretty popular if they made a balloon out of him.
Parade like 17 or 18 consecutive times, so yeah, he's very famous. Now, in 2013, it used to be just a normal Pikachu, and then right in front of him was a Pokeball. One time in 2012, they forgot to inflate his ears, and that was really funny.
Oh, okay, so they have a, so I guess, see, I don't play video games, so I'm not familiar with the video games that are out there. I guess it has to be a pretty popular game. I think it's made by Nintendo, because that game company comes to mind. But there was a popular video game. It was rather expensive. It was not a game itself. It's the hardware, the actual computer that produces these games. And I forget what the name of it is. I guess now it's all, you just buy the software and you pop it into your computer and that's it. But I think this was a standalone computer that was only used for gaming. It was a gaming computer, standalone.
The first three games that were produced were Red, Blue, and Yellow, and they were portable to the Game Boy. That was the very first console that you could play these games on. Then as time went on, you had other systems, like the Game Boy Advance SP, you have a Nintendo Wii, you have a Nintendo Switch, a Nintendo 3DS, 3DS XL, PlayStation. There's hundreds and hundreds of different consoles out there. Most popular today is the Nintendo Switch.
I remember the Wii, now that you mentioned it. My sister had one. And I think that's it's an interactive game where I think there was a platform that you can stand on, and you twist around on it, and it follows you. It's like a workout thing, I think.
K2OGB, I believe you are referring to Wii Fit. I still have the platform, but the piece where the batteries go into broke, and it won't hold the batteries anymore. And plus, I haven't used WeFit in, like, a long time, and I'm probably just going to get rid of the platform, because nobody uses WeFit anymore.
Yeah, that's right, WeFit, F-I-T, yeah. Now, it just came back to me. That goes back, wow. You're talking about, I think, 1990s, or even 80s stuff. No, 90s, I would think. All right, yeah, it's way back. As I said, I'm not really much into video games, what's out there, but... I think it was called the Xbox. Wasn't there a... Yeah, it's returning to my memory banks. Wasn't there a computer, a standalone computer that used for gaming called an Xbox? Then they had an Xbox 2, and it was rather expensive.
One of them is called the Xbox 360, and then the other one was the Xbox One.
Now, they still have the Xboxes? You can still buy them, or are they obsolete now?
Still buy them. You've got PlayStation 4 as well, and PlayStation 3, and you've got PlayStation 4. I have the Xbox 360. Call of Duty, Halo, all those good things come into play on the Xbox 360. But COD is one of our top favorite games to play. We've got a new game that just came out.
Okay, yeah, as you mentioned, PlayStation, that's it. Yeah, somebody gave me a PlayStation to repair, and that's what it was a PlayStation. And I remember I took it apart. It turned out to be a simple problem, but the heat sinking, the processing power on this thing is so high, like, at the time. Was actually, I think, in my opinion, too high for the processor that they were using. So they had to keep it cool because of the heat that would be generated, or the heat that the processor was generating. So they had to transfer the heat to this rather unusual-looking large copper piping, almost like a little, it looked like a little miniature refrigerator to keep it cool. It was kind of interesting how they designed that. And that would be butted up against the processor in a way that the heat would be transferred and then drawn away from it into this large, massive heat sink. Quite an elaborate way of doing that. They didn't use... I think it had a fan on top of that, too, that blew air through the vents of the heat sink, but... I did some research on it, and it turned out it's because of the processing power was so high at that time for the video games that it was producing, that the processor would get that hot, really.
Mic again, Andy.
Am I getting... Okay, I'm getting it now. No, I wanted to change my power level because I cut my engine off. Okay. I just got it to my stops. I didn't hear what you said because on your end, there's a problem that the repeat is cutting out, but it's not you. I can see that now. It's not your signal. So, as I said, we're going to look into that. All right, let me go outside. Got to go into the store. I'll talk to you later, WHCDL. But I did not hear what you said the last transmission.
Well, you're dealing with such a high amount of processing power with what games you're playing. That's why it needs all that extra heat, because it's working so hard. And eventually, with the modern consoles, they developed ways to dissipate the heat better. So that's the reason why it runs so hot. Anyway, you get going, and I'll catch you later. KD2OGB, clear on your final.
Okay, talk to you later. Thanks. WHCDO.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
Mobile. JMB from WB2CS. WA2CDL from WB2CS.
Trying to get in the other day, but you were not making it out of range or something. I didn't stay around too long. What's it like out there? You got snow coming down, or what is it?
Yeah, mostly rain, cold rain right now. It's got nothing on the ground. Not around here, anyway.
A few people closed their pit. Bad business. I was out before. It wasn't too bad. Supposed to snow this afternoon, I guess. You know, you're aware of that. My antennas are frozen. My 20-meter beam had ice on it from last night, and the 40-meter beam. When I walked the dog, I didn't really notice it until the trees were touching the top of my head. You know, the branches were so beautifully covered with ice. And I looked up, hopefully it doesn't get too bad, because that could ruin aluminum. But this morning it's about 36 or 37 degrees. But it's still very high SWR. It's like huge, over 12. So I decided I'd go on to meet and bother people with it.
Yeah, this is lousy weather for that. Oh, well. I think it's actually supposed to be above freezing starting tomorrow during the day. So maybe things will thaw out enough for you to move things.
I suppose. expected to warm up later. Now and then I'll get this problem with the aluminum. The kind of tenor it is. It's a team match. It picks up ice. I mean, I don't remember the last time, maybe 4 years ago, when it really got cold, but rain and ice formed on it. So we're going to hang around for a while. I don't think we're going to go out. I haven't listened to the TV or the radio to determine how much snow. I know last time I heard it was 5, 6, 7 inches of snow. Is that what you hear too?
Well, not around here. They're hedging their bets, but they're saying 1 to 3, and that's maybe overnight. I understand up by you it'll be a little bit heavier.
Okay, well, I've got a generator that really kicks in a nice one. When I had this storm here a few years ago, we first moved in, there was no electricity for a week, and I said, that's it. And I got a generator, like 20 kW. And then my neighbors wanted us, like, to run a line to the house, but if you know anything about them, there's only a 15 amp external that doesn't allow you to run it to other people's houses. So with that, got my bottled water that was delivered here. That's sitting outside, bringing that in. And just going to hang around today. I had to pay some checks first of the month. I was listening on 20 meters and 40, but not something I could turn on the transmitter to. I did put 12, 13 watts into it, and I saw the thing more reflected than it was going out. Back to you.
Yeah, I wonder if you can get enough RF out to melt things.
Oh, I thought of that years ago. Well, yes, sometimes you have halfway dipole holes, it's okay, and you have to use a balance. So with that, with the balance, it doesn't work that way. I don't mind, so I'm not on the air. I'm just sitting and making out checks. I've got to do a few other things. I'm going to have lunch now, so I won't stay on. I was out this morning, running around. I had to go to the shoemaker. They're closed today. I guess it scares people up here because of the ice on the roads and a few people were not in today. Talk to you later. Have a good week.
Yeah, have fun paying those bills. I'll talk to you later. Excuse me.
I don't have fun paying it, but get them out of the way. I pay once a month, on the first or the second. Chat with your K2QBV, Pomona, New York.
Okay, Joel, take it easy. K2QBV, WB2ZSE.
Repeater. N1, YDY Mobile 2.